Dominican.edu, we will be bringing you all the live and great action. Coming now to the mic is none other than the voice of the Penguins for the past 10 seasons, the great Stuart Horn.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Josh. Great to be here, fans. That's right. The Penguins taking on the Antelopes tonight from Grand Canyon University. And, Josh, let me hit you up with this guy right here, and you handle that.
This is Dominican's Athletic Director, Terry Toomey, welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU Athletics on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, I love it when we get the AD here at the Conlin Center bringing us in. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event as the Penguins welcome in to the Conlin Center, the Antelopes. Antelopes are under head coach Chris Neighbor, assisted by Megan Taylor. They brought their trainer is Jordy Hackett, and they are out of Phoenix, Arizona. 19-8 overall, 8-6 in conference. Penguins are 6-22, 1-13 in conference. And for the Antelopes, the starting lineups. Number one is Kristen Preach, Josh, the 5'10 freshman out of Phoenix. Number two is Shelby Taylor, a 6-foot freshman out of Phoenix. Number 11 is Dana Eddington, a 6-foot senior out of Peoria, Arizona. Number 12 is Whitney Estes, a 5'11 senior out of Gardnerville, Nevada. Number 15 is Erica Alo, the 5'11 freshman out of Spokane, Washington. And number 18 is Katie Peterson, a 5'11 freshman from Glendale, Arizona. For the Mighty Penguins under head coach Roger Goodwin, he's assisted by John Engstrom and Jeremy Wagner. Coach Goodwin will be sending out number 6, Gabby Pecora, the 5'10 senior from Sonoma. Number 11 is Tiana Tua Tagaloa, the 6-foot senior out of San Rafael, the hometown girl, Josh. Number 14 is Laurel Grand, the 5'10 senior from Aptos, down by Santa Cruz. Number 18 is freshman Ashley Sand. She stands at 6'2" tall out of Roanert Park. Number 23 is Brooke Swingle, the 5'10 junior out of Sonoma. And rounding out the squad for the Penguins, number 30 is Kayla Morphew, the 5'9 sophomore from Roanert Park. Josh Johnson is off to my right. Stuart Horn with you on radio. .dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Conlin Center, broadcasting from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Its radio. .dominican.edu from the NC2A, Josh. The referees in the house, Sue Bernier and Darlene Taylor. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Excellent night tonight, fans, to be bringing you this broadcast worldwide. It's the 13th, Friday the 13th, Josh, and hopefully it's going to be a lucky one for the Penguins. Now we'll have the national anthem. For those of you listening at home, please rise.
Head women's volleyball coach Roger Goodwin welcoming you to another DU volleyball match with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, coach. There's our theme music, Josh. We are ready to go. Antelopes in the house, Penguins in the house. Another night of NC2A volleyball. Penguins play out of the PacWest Conference along with the Antelopes. Josh, they also like to be called the Lopes, I hear, from Grand Canyon University. By the way, fans, if you'd like to check out the definitive word on DU Athletics, check out DominicanAthletics.com. Speaking of DominicanAthletics.com, Brandon Davis is in the house, along with Jesse Mazza, our head trainer, in case anybody should get hurt, Josh. Let's hope they don't. It is Friday the 13th, though, fans, so you never know. A packed house here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins are off to our left. They're going to be starting on the southern end of the court here at the Conlin Center, moving toward the north. From the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, moving from our left to right. Penguins on the south, attacking the northern side. The Lopes in their road purples with the black shorts. Penguins in the black and gold. Penguins will have the side out. Kayla Morphew will start things off, Josh. Can the Penguins get their second conference win as Sand comes out before the first point, and she is replaced by Lachelle Rulin. Rulin, the 5'2" freshman out of Brentwood, has been a huge part of the DU squad this year. The first serve by Morphew is a perfecto into the back row. The spike set up over to Whitney Estes, the 5'11 senior. Estes, a little wide, a little deep, and the Penguins with the first point of the night. Best of five, rally scoring. Every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored, and a two-touch called against the Lopes. Penguins up, 2-0, game one, Josh.
The Penguins have to do a good job tonight of capitalizing on the other team's mistakes. PacWest play can be very tough, Stuart, especially going against a great, talented Grand Canyon team.
Next point, diving for it again. They set up Whitney Estes, one of the top scorers for the Lopes. Estes at 5'11 is a senior out of Gardnerville, Nevada, and she muffed it, 3-0, DU. Oh, the next serve by Morphew, net. Not good, 3-1. Penguins just gave one back, Josh, after a lot of work. Here's the next service, and this one will be set up by the Antelopes. Eric Galo, the 5'11 freshman out of Spokane. She serves a perfecto into the back row. It's picked up by Morphew, and the killer set up over to Gabby. Front left corner, and Gabby kills it with a spike for 4-1 Penguins to serve Grand.
No doubt about it. Great job by Pecora getting up, showing the great, great skills she has had over her past 4 years here at DU, Stu. Just one of our best athletes here at Dominican.
That's all. Just one of the best athletes ever to don a Penguin uniform. Now the Penguins serve it up. Grand gets a good one off, and the spike is laid in there by number 11, Dana Eddington, the 6-foot senior. Eddington with the killer, and Grand diving for it. Couldn't handle it. 4-2. This is the next service now by Katie Peterson, a 5'11 freshman out of Glendale. She gets a good one off to Pecora. Pecora sets it up over to Morphew, deep. Morphew a little too flat, a little too long, Josh, 4-3, and here come the Lopes.
A little too much on that time for Morphew. You usually don't see her with too many muff hits, Stu, but those things can catch up to you if you don't prepare right.
They bump it into Pecora. Now they set it up right side Sand. Oh, Sand lays it into the middle row. Katie Peterson coming up on it. Overshot it, Josh, and it went over her head. She muffed it completely. 5-3 Penguins. Here's Swingle. Tomorrow night is senior night, fans. Big night. Big emotional night tomorrow night. The Penguins now on defense. Dinked over by the Loaf. Saved by Rulin. Bumped over now Gabby. Left side, a nice set, over to the left side, Eddington with the smash, Eddington into the front row, blocked by the Penguins, goes out of bounds, 5-4. Serving it up now for the Lopes will be Lauren Durbin.
Back to serve,
check it, Durbin is in there, but serving it is, this is Aaron Compton, a 5'7 freshman out of Billings, Montana. And she serves up a perfect one into the back row for the Penguins. Set up over to Gabby. Gabby goes left side. Diving for it. To her right is Durbin. Durbin can't get a hand on it. Durbin dove. Couldn't save it. 6-4 Penguins. On top. Game one, fans. Set one, I should say. Here's the set. The serve by Pecora. Goes to Durbin in the back row. Set up over to the left side. Outside hitter. Eddington lays it up there. Penguins on it. Here's Tiana. Tiana blocked by Eddington. Taga Tua Tagaloa with the killer. 7-4. Gabby to serve again.
The Penguins are doing a good job of capitalizing on Grand Canyon's mistakes and the holes in the defense. Placing their serves and placing their kills very nicely. Sir.
Agreed. Now the next serve into the back row. Picked up by the Lopes. Bumped over to Gabby. Now the back set Swingle. Goes over to Morphew into the back row. Durbin. Durbin with a nice bounce and a two-touch. Called against Compton. Aaron Compton out of Billings with the dose. 8-4. Penguins. Penguins looking pretty sharp here. Except for that missed serve, Josh, by Morphew in the first series of this game. Other than that, Penguins look very sharp. Now it's a soft set from the front row set up by Kristen Preach. Preach, a 5'10 freshman out of Phoenix, got the start tonight. Now rotating in is Lauren Durbin. And I think Durbin likes to be called Law. Or is it L.A.? I don't know. I'm going to call her Durbin. Now Vicky Ballers come in. She serves it up. Penguins on defense. Bumped up now over to Morphew. Morphew has it blocked right back in her face. Chopped up now. Now Morphew dinks it into the middle. Diving for it is Durbin. She ran up on it, wearing the long sleeve libero outfit, and she chops it out, and it goes out of bounds left. Penguins with a point, 9-5, and with a quick promo, Josh, I got some new ones while we're waiting for you. Here's Sarah Chow, ladies and gentlemen. Crank it up, Josh.
Hi, this is Sarah from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, and the radio home of the Penguins. Hi.
All right, that was Sarah Chow with our promo. Just a couple seconds left in this timeout. 9-5 the score, radio.dominican.edu. And we are broadcasting worldwide for those of you who are wondering. Josh, you knew that, though.
Oh, yeah, we're live from San Fran in Japan, from the Yukon and Euphrates, and there's that one that I always forget.
From Mumbai to Dubai.
That's right. I don't think I forget it. I think I keep from saying it.
Well, it's a new one.
So I won't mess it up.
Yeah,
it's a new one.
That's
a
good
fresh
call.
One.
Hey, Rulin's going to get the serve when the Antelopes come back out on the floor. First time we've had the Antelopes in the Conlon Center. Kind of like that shade of purple, their uni. Uniforms look pretty cool. The libero player, both teams, with the long sleeves. Of course, the uniform for the Antelopes has the short sleeves with the purple. The libero player has the white long sleever with the purple stripe down the sides. Back underway as Rulin serves up a nice one. Ooh, smashed. Over to Rulin with the dig. Bumped up to Gabby. Miscommunication. Penguins on it. Slammed down now by Grant from the middle. Now a short set. Penguins on it. Gabby with a save. Here's a forward set. Over to Kayla. Kayla slams it up. Bumped into the arm of Gabby Pecora, but she couldn't save it. 9-6. Ooh, that was a tough one for the DUs. 9-6 fans. Now to serve it up will be L.A. Durbin. She's a 5'7 sophomore out of Phoenix. And she's got the libero assignment. And they give the point to the Penguins on the killer to Durbin. Hit her high in the arms, Josh. I think it was called a two-touch or a scoop or something. 10-6 either way. Penguins by four. Here is Tiana Tua Tagovailoa. Number 11 is Tua Tagovailoa. 1 year with the Penguins. Roger is making the most of it. Tua Tagovailoa has been a brilliant addition to the squad this year. Bumped over by Morphew. Nothing on it. Picked up by the Antelopes. Blocked in the front row by Swingle, Josh. And the Penguins pick up that one. DU by 5, 11-6. Shout out to the Grand Canyon fans listening back in Arizona. Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. Here's Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa. Did I get that right? I think
yes,
I
sir.
Did. Tiana. And she serves up a nice one. Morphew tries to set the campfire. Short set. Bumped up. Dug out of the net by Swingle. And she couldn't do anything with it. 11-7. And rotating in for Grand Canyon is Whitney Estes, the 5'11 senior. And Josh, as you know, Whitney is my middle name. We'll keep an eye on Estes. Kristen Preach to serve it for Grand Canyon. Here it is now, bumped over by Grant. Oh, Grant with a grand shot, but couldn't do anything with it. Now it's killed by Erica Alo. And Alo, the 5'11 freshman out of Spokane, with the killer into the back right corner. 11-8. Here's the next serve by Preach. She gets off a perfecto. Over to Gabby. Ripped into the net by the Penguins. Katie Peterson couldn't handle it. Penguins with the point, 12-8, Josh.
There's been a lot of mistakes on the part of the Grand Canyon University defense right now, Stu. They have to step up and they have to be able to fill those holes if they have a chance of coming against and beating the DUs, Stu.
Penguins on defense now. Over to Grand. Grand softly. Picked up by Estes. Now back over to Estes after the bump. Tiana bumped up. Now set over to Swingle. To Pecora. Back left corner. It's a killer and it drops. 13-8, game one, fans. Set one, I should say. I got to get that right, Josh. I've been going with game one for the last 9 seasons.
Well, they changed the vocab around on us all of a sudden.
Once we're in the NC2A, I guess we got to get it right.
No
doubt. Proper lexicon for volleyball and all the other sports that we call. Pecora now with the killer. Pecora goes back right corner. Buckling is Bowler. Vicky Bowler can't handle it. The 5'6 senior. And the DUs pick up another one, 14-8. Very interesting stuff here, Josh, so far in game one. Very interesting. Here's Morphew, who started the night. Morphew got the Penguins off to a very nice start in the very first series of this game one. Set up over to Grand. Grand bumps it. Saved by Rulin. Oh, it's going to be tough. Over to Grand. Rulin now smashes it over into the fifth row of the grandstands, Josh. And Rulin had a play on it, but she couldn't handle it. Up on his feet is Roger Goodwin. 14-9, and the service will go the way of the Antelopes. and Eric Aiello to serve. She sets up a drifter, and an ace is Pecora. Gabby couldn't handle that one, Josh. You don't see that very often.
You don't see that very often at all. Right into the hands of Pecora. It was a little too hot to handle, it looked like. You got to be able to return those, Stewie, make smarter plays.
So Pecora now on defense as the Penguins gave one back, but then they just picked up another one. It's 15-10. After Swingle got involved with that one, a sand comes in for Rulin. Grand will serve. Grand about 6 feet to the left of the center line, 3 feet beyond the end line. She lays a good one into the back row. Set up now, and the Penguins can't do anything with it as Dana Eddington, the six-footer, out of Peoria, Josh. She got about 9 feet in the air, perhaps more, maybe 10 feet, and laid one into the back left corner with laser-like accuracy. A great serve now to Rulin. Now it's offset to Sand. Sand just chops it over. Now it's set back up to Eddington. Softly. Oh, Eddington muffed it, Josh. And the Penguins are up by 5, 16-11.
No doubt. Smart play by the Penguins. We've seen them improve throughout the whole season. Early in the season, a lot of the freshmen, a lot of the young players would have ran towards that ball, tried to get up over. But they played smart defense that time, Stu, and they were credited for it.
Swingle comes up to serve and muffs it deep, Josh. No good. For the Antelopes, Estes to the bench. Erin Compton comes in, the 5'7 freshman out of Billings. She serves a dead ball to Rulin. Bumped up to Sand. Oh, Sand swats it across, but it's chopped up somehow. Now back over to Eddington. Eddington zeroes in on the forehead of Gabby Pecora, and Pecora can't do anything with it. And when Eddington unleashes the fury like that, Josh, forget about it. 16-13.
A little light here, actually a little life shown from the Antelopes. They are coming back, Sue. DU has to be careful and not get caught out of position and not get caught sleeping while in the lead.
Compton serves, Penguins on it. Now it's back over to Eddington. She chops it up. Uh-oh, trouble. Gabby at the net into the back left corner. Oh, what a great play by Sam. Sam saw that all of the loops had collapsed toward the net, and she laid it into the backcourt, Josh. No Antelopes anywhere back there. 17-13. Here's Gabby. Side out Penguins. She runs up on it, throws it about 15 feet in the air. Oh, man, rough serve to handle there. What a great one. Eddington softly picked up by Swingle. Now a forward set by Tiana. Over to Kayla, into the back row. Bumped up, and now Eddington goes back row. Bumped nicely by Rulin. Smashed by Sand. Diving for it, Lopes. Out of play, Penguin point.
Great, great job by the Penguins by keeping their composure. How about the great play by the true freshman staying heads up? We've pretty much seen them come of age throughout this entire season, Stu, and we're excited for next year.
One conference win, fans. Tomorrow is senior night. Another great serve by the senior, Gabby Pecora. It's going to be an emotional night tomorrow night, but for tonight. Well, pretty emotional tonight, too. Any volleyball game is emotional in my book, and this one is called out. As Shelby Taylor, the six-foot freshman, came in, Josh, on a very low set, smashed it, but deep, 19-13. The Penguins approaching the red zone. Here's Gabby, off to our left, runs up on it from the corner. Gabby Shank. Well, Josh, there you go. We got close to the red zone, and 19-14. That's all I can say.
That's pretty much it. It's been the tough problem for the Penguins.
How else do
all
I describe it any better than that?
You can't describe it any
better. Baller
than that.
To serve now for the Antelopes. She goes into the back row, Rulin. Now it's a short set to Sand. Sand tries to find the crease. Nothing on it. Back row, Rulin into the Penguin bench. Up on his feet is Roger to field it cleanly. But that doesn't get you a point. 19-15. Penguins slopping it up all of a sudden. See if the DUs can get it together. Here's Ballard, the 5'6 senior, out of Phoenix to serve to Rulin. Boy, they're zeroing in on Rulin. But Lachelle is an awesome recipient. Now into the back row, and diving for it is Lachelle, and she can't even get to it. It's in the back right corner, and a perfectly placed ball by the Antelopes back there. 19-16. Grand Canyon creeping back. Here's the next serve by Ballard. She goes over to Kayla. Bumped up over to Tiana. Tiana with a killer off the right arm of Alo. Tiana with the winner. Penguins by four. 20-16. Now here's Lachelle. Rulin serves one up. She laid a... Oh, there's a two-touch called against Grand Canyon, and I think it was called on Ballard. No, check it. It was called on Preach. Either way, 21-16. Roger Goodwin has called a timeout. Check it. Chris Neighbor, the head coach of Grand Canyon, has called the timeout, and the Penguins will take it. just about 50 seconds to go, Josh, and let's see if I can bring you this promo from Lachelle Rulon. Here it is.
Hi, this is Lachelle Rulon from the women's volleyball team at DU. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
That's right. That's our libero player, Lachelle Rulon, one of the great DUs this year. She's only a freshman, Josh, but she has had a massive effect and a big impact on this DU team this season.
No doubt about it. She has played superb as a true freshman, especially coming into the NCAA, where it's so hard for freshmen to make that transition from high school to college sports. She has shown a lot of great composure and a lot of great play here for our Penguins.
Yeah, I'll go with that. She has been she's been a great libero player. 2 seconds to go to the end of the timeout. The Penguins 21, the Antelope 16. It's anybody's game. Game one, it's anybody's set, I should say, in this big match. Music has to go off before they'll serve it up. Brandon gets in there and reminds him to shut the music off. I don't think they're going to serve with that music on. It'll be kind of distracting. Here's Lachelle. A great serve. Oh, no, I said it too early, and she shanked another one. Josh, and that's two in a row for Rulon out of bounds. 21-17. Roger's talking to himself. I am too, only it's on the air. Nobody's listening to Roger except Roger. Here's Durbin to serve it for the Antelopes. Over to Gabby. Gabby picks it up. Now they set it up to Kayla. Kayla into the back left corner. Chopped at by Durbin. Penguins get the point. 22-17. Tiana to serve. Tua Tagaloa, the six-footer for the Penguins. She's out of San Rafael. She's listed as a senior, but she's actually doing her graduate work here at DU. Now it's hacked over by Gabby flat-footed. Now it's smashed and set up nicely by the Antelopes. Katie Peterson with the kill, the 5'11 freshman out of Glendale. And it's 22-18, Josh. Penguins will be on defense now as a serve by Kristen Preach, the 5'10 freshman. She swats it over into the back row. Rulon picks it up. Bumped by Swingle. Kayla softly. Chopped up Gabby. Tiana. Back over to Kayla. Kayla goes for it. Blocked. Oh, the Penguins have left the whole front corner open. Somehow the Antelopes get it up, and the Penguins all retreat back to their proper positions. Here's Grand out of... Grand was out of position there for an instant, but the DU's back on it. Here's Gabby into the back. Knocked up nicely by Durbin. Penguins on defense. Oh, trouble. And it's called in. Tiana could have gone for that one, Josh. At the last instant, she let it go, and it fell in 22-19.
Well, sometimes you make that mistake and you misjudge how fast the ball is coming at you. You got to be smarter than that, and you got to anticipate it hitting in at least before you pull back.
Preach now serves one into the back row. Dug out of the net, and two touch. It's a lift called against Erica Aylo, and the Penguins with the point. They're 2 points away, 23-19. The Penguins are holding on for dear life, Josh. Penguins don't want to let this one get away. Here's Morphew. Morphew started the game. It'd be kind of nice to see Morphew end the game. Or this set, I should say. Uh-oh. And she's not going to do it as the kill shot by Whitney Estes, the 5'11 senior, falls. Grand Canyon with the point, 23-20. Serving it to Zalo. She's out of Spokane. She's got the blonde ponytail sticking up in the back. Ponytail is sticking almost straight up, Josh. Keep it out of her face. Now it's a nice killer by Gabby, but it doesn't fall. Good play there by the Antelopes. Now things slow down. Gabby with a smash into the net. Saved by the Antelopes. Uh-oh, trouble. Gabby chops it up. Swingle goes back row. Oh, no. Swingle has it dropped. And they give the point to the Antelopes, and they deserved it. 23-21. Now the Penguins need help. Bumped by Rulon. Oh, no. Gabby flat-footed into the net. 23-22. Timeout, Roger Goodwin, Josh. And the Penguins are slopping it up.
This is where they have had trouble before, Stu, is getting in that red zone, as they call that jugular area of the game, 20-25, and they just can't get it done. And the Penguins have struggled here all season. You need to be able to finish. It doesn't matter how you start. It's all about how you finish, and that is essential in any type of sports you're playing. And the Penguins are definitely going to have to finish this one out. It'll be good to go into the next set with one win already, especially being that we are 1-13 in conference. We desperately need another conference win. happens to.
Let's take a break for just a second. We'll hear from Brooks Wingle.
Hi, this is Brooks Wingle from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
23-22 fans, we're back underway. Serving it up is Erica Alo, the 5'11 freshman. She stands back left of the center line. Bumped up by Gabby. Set by Brooke. Over to Gabby the killer. Game tied. Great block there by Alo. No, check it. The block was by Peterson. Katie Peterson came in and tied the game. Oh, what a play by Peterson. Here's Alo with a serve. She gets it over to Gabby. Bumped up Brooke. Back set. Grand. Grand. Alo with the bump. Set up. Oh, Tiana saved it. Going to be trouble. Gabby bumped up Kayla. Now Swingle dives for it. Uh-oh. Two Penguins on the floor. A lot of Penguins on the floor. Maybe more. Now they're back up. But the Grand Canyon is just bumping it all over the place. Oh, and the Penguins pulled them off. Eddington muffed it at the net. Game point. 24-23. Grand to serve. Sand in. Ruling out. Game point. Must win by two. Penguins up by one. 24-23. Grand with the service. Into the back. Chopped up. DU's. Oh, trouble. And miscommunication. And off balance. Peterson ran in on it. Preach got a hand in on it. Penguins win. Set number one, Josh. It's one love DU's as both teams switch sides. Woo! And the Penguins needed that one, Josh. Something serious.
The Penguins definitely got a gift on that one from Grand Canyon School. I'm telling you, you've got to be able to make the smart play when you approach the ball to the net. Grand Canyon had a little bit of a brain fart on that one, Stu. They didn't quite get it over. And DU is going to capitalize on that as they go into the second set. Now, Stu, the first set, we kind of let them catch up a little bit. I think Dominican's going to have to maintain dominance in the second set, which is going to be key. I'm sure Roger Goodwin's over there talking to his team right now, telling them to keep the lead, keep the pedal to the metal, keep momentum on your side. As Mike Wells calls him, Uncle Mo, he'll change dresses anytime you let him. You got to keep him in the house.
Yeah, well, you're right. The Penguins never had anything close to dominance there in game one. Set one, check it. But I would say that you are also right when you assess that Grand Canyon figured something out. And the Penguins started having a little bit of trouble there midway through that game. 25-23, the final score in set number one, and the DU's lead. Now, the Penguins only have one conference win so far this season. So tonight, to say that a win tonight would be massive, that it would be monumental, that it would be gigantic on this Friday the 13th, I'd even say it would be kind of lucky. But the Penguins are really going to have to dig deep to do it, because the Antelopes are going to be very tough, and I think the Antelopes may have figured something out there in set number one. The Penguins started to run away with it early, and then the Antelopes came barreling back. So both squads have switched sides. The Penguins are not now off to our right, occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center. As you might guess, the Antelopes are off to our left in the southern end. And both teams are back out on the court, and we're about ready to get set number two of this best-of-five match underway. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, radio.dominican.edu.
No doubt about it. We're always reminding you, if you are looking for any information on DU Athletics whatsoever, make sure you go visit our new all-new online home of Dominican University of California Athletics. It's www.dominicanathleticsalllowercase.com. Go visit it and find it out. Even for you prospective athletes out there thinking of coming to DU, go check it out. Learn a little bit about our sports program as well as our new athletic director, Terry Toomey.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
All right.
And I'm talking to me.
I thought you were talking to me.
No doubt about it. Dude, you come up with the best lines ever.
All right. Well, thank
we
you,
we got to start patenting these things, I'm telling you.
Oh, those are all copyrighted.
Oh, no doubt.
I don't want anybody to swipe those. Although, no doubt about it, that belongs to you. I've tried to use that one, but
I might abolish that one soon. It's been used out.
You might have to go to nodoubtaboutit.com.
No doubt.
And there's your picture.
I won't say it
again. All right, fans, we are live from the Conlin Center. Shout out to Antelope fans listening worldwide on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. The Antelopes are back out on the floor. The Penguins are back out on the floor for Roger Goodwin. In set number two, it'll be Sand Rulin, Tua Tagaloa, Morphew, Pecora, and Swingle. For the Antelopes, it'll be Preach, Alo, Durbin, Eddington, Estes, and one young lady who's standing with her side to me, and I can't see her number, Josh, but I'll get it for you fans in just a moment. Now the Penguins on defense. The serve is laid in there. Gabby sets it up, and the block comes off the hands of Katie Peterson. Peterson was the sixth player for the Antelopes. I couldn't read her number, but I read it now. And the Penguins get the point after Peterson tried to block it, but it went out of bounds. Swingle now with a dead ball into the back left corner. Elo with the bump. Now the chopper. The Penguins somehow stay on it. Uh-oh, trouble DU. And it's ripped across the net. Oh, but it goes out of bounds off the hands of Elo. The Penguins with a point. Two zip, same way we started set number one, Josh. Here's Swingle. Swingle steps in there now. She runs up on it. Oh, Swingle, just a brilliant line drive serve into the back. It's all the way to the ceiling, and Pecora tried to bump it. It's still alive, Josh? She was way out of play, and somehow the DU's got it. Boy, if the Penguins don't win this point, it's not for lack of deserving it. And Tiana Tua Tagaloa puts it away, Josh. Did you see how far out of bounds Gabby Pecora was when she dug for that one, and she got it 3-zip? Here's Swingle. Oh, no, and Swingle did exactly what Morphew did opening set number one by winning 3 points in a row and then dumping it in the net.
Serving has definitely been our Achilles heel this season, Stu. One thing is we have trouble scoring once we get into the 20 range, and serving has been a problem for the DU's muff serves and giving away points. You can't have that happen.
Penguins passing it around now after the service by Elo, and the Penguins chop it out of bounds 3-2. DU's had a perfect shot at it. Next serve by Elo. Rulin. Picks it up. Uh-oh, trouble. And a terrible pass by Swingle, who was way out of bounds, way out of position, way off balance. And she actually passed it way out off the end line. So beyond the back row, three up. Elo to serve. Penguins started strong here in set number two. And now they've run into a brick wall. And here's Tiana Tua Tagaloa with the killer from the front left corner. And that one falls. The Penguins with the point, 4-3. Here's Gabby. Gabby stands about 15 feet beyond the end line, about 5 feet to the right of the center line. She rips off another great one. Here's the chopper. Comes up, almost nails Josh.
I had to dodge that one, Steve.
Yeah,
that
one
close.
Almost took out my partner.
I'm going to have to start wearing a helmet to some of these games or something. I'm kidding. Yeah. Everything seems to fly my way.
Well, that really came right at you off the block. Four up. Point went to Grand Canyon. And now the serve by Katie Peterson finds the net. And Grand Canyon hasn't done that too often. All right, now the Penguins on defense. When I do that, Josh, you just got to jump in and take over. Five up as I gave one away.
Right this way.
Five up, fans. And the Penguins are now on defense. So the service is Aaron Compton, 5'7". Freshman is Compton. The Penguins lay down a massive kill shot. And now chopping it into the back right corner. She found the hole. Shelby Taylor, great play by Taylor, 6'5", Grand Canyon.
Great, great play from Grand Canyon, showing a lot of athleticism on that, Stu. They are trying to establish dominance and momentum in this game, and the Penguins are going to have to deal with it and find a way to fight.
Compton with the service. Up to the middle, Tiana. Compton now with the bump. Now the set, left side, off balance was Eddington. Penguins pick it up cleanly. Right side, Kayla. Kayla into the back row. Diving for it. Grand Canyon, no. Six up. Penguins with the point after the Antelopes tipped it out. Tua Tagaloa to serve now. And Tua Tagaloa gets off a good one. Chopped up by Gabby. Now the back set. Over to Grand. Grand has trouble. Ripped out of the air by Tua Tagaloa. Tipped out by the Antelopes. Eddington can't handle it. 7-6. And the Penguins lead it. The lead went over to Grand Canyon for a second, Josh. DU got it back. Here's Tiana. Into the back row. Ripped out of there by Durbin. Now the killer laid in there by Shelby Taylor, the 6-foot freshman. Taylor gets way up there. Big hops, Taylor. Puts it down in the back right corner. 7 up. Josh is drinking one right now.
Actually, good. Stu, this is water. I swore off soda.
Good call. Vicky Bowler, 5'6", senior is Bowler. Now the Penguins on defense. All they can do is help it over. Kayla, trouble. Back right corner. Penguins out of position. None of the Penguins were anywhere near the back row. None of them were even near the middle row except Rulin. They left little old Rochelle way back there, 8-7, Grand Canyon. Oh, off the top of the net, but it falls. Penguins on defense. Tiana slams it across. Now it's ripped again. The Penguins keep breaking toward the net, Josh. They leave Lachelle in the back row. The other five are sitting right up on the net. And Grand Canyon's found out. And that's what they're going after. It's 9-7 Antelopes. Set number two. Penguins up one love. Helped over by Kayla. Set up. Diaz on defense. Oh, no. Grand on the side of the net of the Antelopes. It falls. But it's still alive. Now the Penguins on defense. Everybody's at the net. Penguins have Rulin in the back row. Five Penguins again up at the net. Look at this, Josh. Everybody's collapsed up. The Penguins are going to be in trouble. They don't even know it. They're totally out of position. There's only one DU in the back row. Oh, somehow the Penguins go after the back row against Durbin. Durbin can't handle it. She muffed it. And I'll tell you what. If the Antelopes... if they're paying attention at all, the DUs are totally out of position. It's 9-8. Here's Kayla to serve. And it's point after point after point. And Kayla with the ace! 9-up! Oh, Josh, that's scaring me as the Penguins are all moving toward the net. Like they're a little too anxious to just maintain their position, wouldn't you say?
True, true. They're trying to put the pedal to the metal, Stu, and keep the scoring pressure on Grand Canyon. But you got to maintain some defensive positioning as well and not just leave your libero out in no man's land.
Yeah, totally. Now Gabby goes up and smashes it. And Gabby gets the block and the putback. Compton reaches up for it, and the DU's with a point. Now the Penguins are back on top. 10-9. What a masterful, masterful play that was. And what an excellent match this is so far. Here is Kayla. Kayla, service, deep. 10 up. Oh, man, you fight so hard. With a 15-shot rally to win one, and then you just give it right back with a poor serve. Morphew, you would not expect anything like that out of her. There's only been one unforced service error by the Antelopes, and there have been several by the Penguins, as usual. But let's see if the DUs, actually, they're looking better than normal. Penguins are actually serving better tonight than normal. But service errors on the DUs is kind of a part of their game, I'm afraid. I hate to say it, but it's true. Katie Peterson with a killer now from the middle row. The 5'11 freshman puts the Antelopes back ahead, 11-10. If there's one weakness, Josh, it's that. We've alluded to it all season long. Here's the service now by Durbin. Now the DUs on offense. Oh, man. Gabby smoked one, but Durbin was right there to pick it up. Now Rulon with the bump. Now Swingle helps it over. She helps it toward Durbin. Gaia! Game tied. 11 up. Four aces on the board. Rulon out. Sand in. Great play there by the Penguins. I'll tell you, though, the Antelopes don't leave that back row totally unattended. And now the long serve by Grand. Too long.
Too long, definitely, Stu. And as you said about the Antelopes, they have maintained pretty good defensive status throughout this entire game. They've not left their libero in no man's land. They've been able to step up and make those plays defensively, which causes these Penguins to get in tough rallies. And DU has had trouble dealing with it, but not that time.
Gabby goes up for the kill from the front left corner and scores the point for the Penguins. 12 up now. Here's Swingle to serve for the Dominicans. She gets off a good one. Trouble. Now the Penguins set it up. Here's Gabby softly. She was off balance. Uh-oh, again, back left corner. There's no Penguins there. Josh, the DUs couldn't do anything with it. It was absolutely unattended, again, in the back row. And, I mean, I've got to believe that the Antelopes coach is seeing the Penguins all collapsing toward the net, point after point after point, and leaving the entire back part of the court unattended.
Well, you have to believe, Stu, if we see it, she sees it, and she's definitely going to try to capitalize on it. And that's what you do in the NCAA. You play smart, strategic volleyball.
And there's another one laid into the back right corner. Although the DUs were there, Kayla Morphew just let it go, 14-12 Antelopes. So I think I'd have let that one go, too. That was not a positioning error. That was just too close to call. It was right on the line. And now this one's chopped across at a very obtuse angle. by Swingle, and it goes out of bounds. Penguins trail by three now. And this one's an ace into the back left corner. And Grand ran in on it, let it go over her head. But it fell on the line. Roger Goodwin calls a timeout. And Josh, I'm going to call a timeout right now and give you one of the new promos from Grand.
Hi, this is Laurel Grand from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, fans, 16-12. The Penguins are trailing in this one. This is set number two. The Penguins are up one love in sets. And both teams are back out on the floor. Now we have just a few seconds to go in this timeout. You're listening worldwide to radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters, for this entire volleyball season. Every home game, volleyball and basketball, live on the air on radio.dominican.edu. Here we go to set number two, where we are way past the halfway mark, 16-12. Antelopes. Here's the service by Alo. Now the Penguins are on defense as Tiana swats one down. It's bumped up by Kayla. Back over to Tiana again. Now the block. It gets through the hands and all the way back there to Durbin. Durbin now goes to Kayla. Barfew down on her knees and she can't handle it. Penguins trail by five.
Tough, tough play there for DU to handle. Kayla Moore, if you try to get down there and dig it out, she's been such a good defensive player as well as offensively for the Penguins, but not coming out lucky tonight on the end.
Elo to serve. Penguins now with a swat. Penguins smash it across. Flat-footed Eddington. Now the Penguins are going to have a chance at it. Here's Tiana. Tiana bashes it into the back row. It's bumped up by Durbin. Now the Penguins are on defense. Oh, man, Gabby with a great save. After it's swatted across by one of the antelopes. Uh-oh, this is going to be trouble. Oh, what a great save by Swingle. Now a forward set. Gabby with the big lift. Oh, Kayla bumps it. Here is Swingle. Sets it up. Back set to Tiana. Off the top of the net. It's still alive. Here's Eddington with the smash. Penguins with the block. DU gets the point. 17-13.
No doubt, DU, they're climbing uphill right now, Stu. What they need to do is be smart defensively and be able to capitalize correctly on the mistakes of Grand Canyon. If they can do that, I see them coming out on top.
Here's Gabby right at the feet of Durbin. What a great, great serve. And the Penguins, with a poor block, came off of the top of the hands of Morphew. She couldn't do anything with it. Nothing at all. It goes way out of play. And the Penguins cough up another one. The Penguins trail by five here in set number two. It's 18-13. Speaking of 18, serving it is Katie Peterson, number 18, for the Antelopes. She goes into the back row. It's bumped up by Laurel Grant. Over to Tiana. Tiana swats one across and gets the Penguins a big point. And the DUs needed it. Something terrible. Sand is being rotated out in place of Sand. Is Woodrow, Jacqueline Woodall. Woodall comes in, the 5'7" senior out of San Rafael. Woodall gets off a great serve as it's chopped across by Durbin. Nothing on it in the open court. Now all of the antelopes have come in toward the net. There's nobody in the back row. If the Penguins could just hit one softly back there. And there it is, Josh. All six Penguins right up on the net. Nobody near the back of the court. In fact, nobody near the center of the middle row, and it's just lobbed back there, and all the Penguins can do is watch it fall.
And it's so easy for your hitters to recognize, Stu. They're always taught to look for those openings in the defense where they can best get the score, and DU has not done a good job of defending the back end of their court. They've left the libero behind there in no man's land, and now Jacqueline Woodall was the one who was stretched out for that one, so you got to be a little smarter defensively.
Tiana with the killer there, 19-15. Good analysis. Yeah, I'm just surprised. I don't remember seeing the Penguins do this, where they all get so excited that they can't hang out in their positions in the back row. Now into the net. Erica Elo with the attempted kill, but the net got in the way, Josh. The Penguins are only down by three now. It was five a second ago. Here's Tiana trying to get the Penguins back in it. She rips off a great one as Durbin fields it. Back row, Woodrow. Bumped up Grand. Oh, Grand with a nice play. And now it's a short set. Woodrow bumps it up. Uh-oh, trouble as Gabby was on her knees, and that's right where the ball had been set. But Gabby gets back up. It's bumped up into the Penguin bench. 20-16 in favor of Grand Canyon after the Penguins couldn't handle the killer.
You got to be able to handle that killer, Stu. You got to be able to capitalize and get defensively, be smarter than that. And that time the DUs are caught shallow in that position, Stu. Before we've seen them being caught deep in terms of what happens when the hitters come up and try to capitalize on the open defense. That time DU was caught shallow. It seems like all kinds of holes all over their defense.
Well, Baller served it up, and she hit the top of the net, and it just managed to take all of the forward momentum out of the ball and then fell over. So it's kind of hard to blame the Penguins for that one. On the service, though, you know, you're going to back up. You're not going to be hugging the net as the opposing team is serving. That one, they backed up on it. It hits the tape. Had all this energy taken away from the shot, and then it just somehow falls over, 21-16. That was not a very serendipitous moment for the Penguins in this set. We are in set number two, fans. The Penguins trail by five. However, it's getting very late. They lead one love in this match. One set to nothing. But Grand Canyon is storming back. Here's the service by Baller. She gets off a good one. Swingle rips it. Kayla to the right. Kayla, nice angle. Kayla with the killer. 21-17. Can the Penguins hang, Josh?
The Penguins are going to have to hang. They have no choice. You got to get this PacWest win under your belt. It is something that DU's been working towards entire week. It would be huge for the Penguins.
Okay, Morphew now with the serve. She gets off a pretty good one. Penguins are on defense now as the set and the kill. And Erica Elo hurts the Penguins big time there, 22-17. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's the next serve, fans, by Durbin. She gets one off. Oh, no, and Durbin drops it in the middle row. She saw the crease. None of the Penguins were on the right side of the court. Woodrow came in on it, let it fall. And it's an ace, 23-17. Oh, boy. That was not good. That was just a great serve is what that was. Here's the next serve, and they go straight to Woodrow again. So they're zeroing in on her. Woodrow just a little bit. Woodrow has not warmed up much. And speaking of Woodrow, she dives for this one. Back right corner, Josh. Game point, 24-17, as the Penguins once again let one die long. This set number two, Josh, the Penguins have not been their best. As they were in game one, they were superb. And now the killer by Grant, and the Penguins are not going to die easily. 24-17. Out Woodrow. Grand to serve. Woodrow came in, laid off a couple of a pretty nice serve there, but then since then she had a couple of inauspicious moments. So the Penguins now on defense as it is game point number two, and it's going to be a pretty tough get now for Grand Canyon, but they do preach from way out of bounds, helps it up, helps it over. Gabby finds the crease. Diving for it, Compton. Penguins alive. 24-19, game point number three, Josh. Can the Penguins hold on? Got to win by two.
You got to win by two, Stu. And I'm telling you right now, the Penguins are going to have to maintain this pressure and stay tight defensively if they want to come out with the winner in this set.
Grand with a big serve. Back left corner, game point. Erica Elo unleashes the fury. And that's end of game as Elo lays in the killer. 25-19, the final in set number two. In this match, fans, the score is 1-1. We're going to take a quick break. And how about another promo here, Josh? What do you say? Let me find a good one from one of our star volleyball players. Here we go. How about one from Malapai on radio? Dominican.edu.
Hi, this is Lori Matsumala-Piai from the women's volleyball team at Dominican University. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, the radio home of the Penguins.
What a very elegant voice she has. Isn't that right, Josh? Just a couple minutes to go, fans. Glad you joined us tonight. Tomorrow night, Josh, our next broadcast, 7 o'clock is a side out, and the Penguins will once again welcome the Antelopes in. So a doubleheader, two nights in a row, Josh. Penguins and Grand Canyon. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Yes, sir, Stu. It is going to be a great one tomorrow. But tonight, it's tied 1-1, and we knew it was going to be a good one here in the beautiful Collins Center at Dominican University of California. We're always reminding you to tune in to radio.dominican.edu as well as our other great student programming. We got shows like Bonnie and Clyde, the All-Pro Sports Show. How could you not tune in? You got to hear it, radio.dominican.edu. And you know what? All you got to do to find that website, you can go to our athletic site, look along the left side of the page, and there goes our tab. Or just type in radio.dominican.edu, whichever way suits you best. We're only a click away here with the best radio station this side of Earth. I keep saying it, Stu, and you know what? I might as well just go ahead and patent that, you know, package it real nice, and send it to everybody. Let everyone know about it.
I'm starting to believe it. And by the way, when you talk about the All-Pro Sports Show, who's on that?
Mike Wells and another guy by the name of Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. Let me think here. Yeah, I that name rings a bell. Could be my lovable sidekick right alongside Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu. We have set number 3 coming up from the Conlin Center. Penguins, Antelopes. Radio.dominican.edu. 40 seconds to go, fans. NC2A Volleyball, Goodwin style. Can the Penguins hold on, Josh? I got a good feeling about this night. They're looking for their second conference win. That first conference win against Academy R, that was a big one. But the Penguins are on the warpath. They want another one. They want it now. If nothing else, the DU broadcasters want another one right now.
Oh, yeah, we need another one.
Hey, Brianna Chambers and the ladies basketball team Monday night right here at the Conlin Center. We'll have it for you live on radio.dominican.edu. But tonight and tomorrow night, it's nothing but volleyball, Penguin style, from the Conlin Center. Couple seconds to go until set number 3. Here's Josh.
No doubt about it. Grand Canyon did a good job that past game of making the Penguins play their game and making the Penguins conform to their style of play. DU cannot let that happen. They have to maintain composure. And that was the biggest thing when you go against these big NCAA opponents. They have a lot of experience. They have a lot of the upside when it comes to game knowledge. But DU, smart volleyball players, great coach in Roger Goodwin. You have to be able to establish some strategy and maintain your composure and just be consistent. That's the one thing that we haven't seen a lot out of our Penguins this year is a lot of consistency. If they can establish consistency, Stu, I see us finishing out the season very strong.
All right, I like that. Good analysis and nice positive thinking. I think you might be onto something there, Josh. For the Penguins, Sarah Chow, the 5'2" sophomore out of Auburn, Washington, has entered the game. Chow with the serve. Chow lays a perfecto into the back row to start set number 3 to Durbin. And the Penguins can't handle it on the putback off the right edge. And it falls. And the Penguins trail in set number 3. 1-0. Now to serve Azalo. Boy, Azalo did a number on the DUs in set number 2. And now with the killer, Kayla Morphew. Front left corner. Morphew ties the game with a smash into the front row. One up. Here's the service by Tiana Tua Tagaloa. She rips one into the back corner. And, oh, it's going to be trouble for the Antelopes. Oh, man, what a save by Durbin. And now a whistle. And they give the point to the Penguins as it was way out of bounds on the diagonal play. On the attempted save by Durbin. 2-1 Penguins. Here's Tiana. She rips one to Durbin again into the back corner. Durbin with a bump. Now they go to the front row, slapped across with an open fist by Megan Toth, a 5'11 junior out of Phoenix. First we've heard of Toth tonight. Into the net, a poor set by Durbin, the libero player. Durbin, she led her outside hitter by a little too much. 3-1 Penguins. Tiana, set number 3. Tiana to Durbin. Oh, man! And Lauren Durbin got a nice bump off. None of the Antelopes broke toward the ball. It just fell. They were looking at each other instead of somebody playing the ball. It played them 4-1, Tiana. Tiana on a nice 4-point run here. Now a smash into the back row. Chow chases after it. She can't do anything with it. Speaking of Chow, Josh, how about this one?
Hi, this is
Sarah from the women's volleyball team at DU. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Penguins.
All right, here's Eddington with the serve, fans. Chow in the house. Oh, no! And a terrible play by the Penguins as Alo threw the right arm out there. She just managed to save it. Somehow it fell on the Penguins' side of the net, and the Penguins all stared at one another. Nobody went after it for three. DU. Eddington now to serve. She rips one and spun it. Shank style, Josh, and it goes out off the left side of her hand, out off the left side of the court, closest to us, but nowhere near the area of play. 5-3, Penguins on top, Morphy with a serve, now Grand with a nice block there, Grand, on the putback now. Here's Grand with the killer, back row, Alo, no antelopes anywhere near it. Somehow it's still alive off the top of the tape. Grand now with the bump, swinging with a set, Tiana with a kill, back left corner, Penguin point!
Great, great job by Tiana, able to find the crease in the defense, and that's what you need to do. You need to have your hitters be able to get up there, find the crease, recognize the weaknesses, and go for the kill.
Here's the next service by Kayla Morphew, and it's an ace, back right corner. Good play there by Morphew. She found Megan Toth. Toth hasn't had a lot of play tonight, and Toth couldn't handle that one. 7-3, DU's. Here's the next serve, slamming into the front corner. Oh, back left. Grand saw that there were no antelopes back there, and she got all excited, Josh, and she let one fly, and she just needed to dink it. But she really nailed it, and it was very deep, 7-4, and she knew it. Set number three, fans, one up. 7-4 the score. Here's the service by Compton. And Gabby with the killer, and Gabby with the point. Blocked by Shelby Taylor, but it was blocked back into the net. Sand in for Chow. Good play there by Chow. Nice to see her get a couple minutes in this one. 8-4. Here's Grand to serve it for the Dominicans. She close-fisted, slams it across. Set up nicely over to Toth. Toth comes in. Penguins right there to block it. Oh, and now the putback by Grand Canyon's Kristen Preach, the 5'10 freshman. Preach, two hands over the net, pounds it down. 8-5. Here's the next serve, fans, by Megan Toth. Toth, open-handed, slaps it over nicely. Here's Sand. She slams it into the back row to Durbin, two-touch. Penguin point, 9-5 DU. Set number three, Josh. Penguins are looking real good here all of a sudden. Set number two, not good. Set three, beautiful. Set one, very nice. Seems like those odd number sets, the Penguins are very good. And when you're playing best of five, that's a good sign. As far as the trend is concerned, that's a... Now, let's see, for GCU after the killer by Tiana. GCU is rotating out, Toth in, Bowler. Penguins 10-5. Service by Swingle. Back left corner. Durbin, flat-footed, helps it over. Oh, Sam unleashes a big one. Oh, back row's totally exposed, Josh. There are no antelopes anywhere near it. Penguins in good position in the back row. Here's Gabby. Gabby found the back left corner, and she saw it. And just like you said, Josh, if I see it, they see it. 11-5 to use.
Right, you are, Stu, and Gabby Pecora doing what she has been doing best since her freshman season, able to go ahead, find the crease, and get the kill. You know what? I wish I had the record books on me. I would probably find that Gabby Pecora leads a few categories in terms of kills, perhaps. There's been a lot of great volleyball players here at DU, but none really quite like Gabby Pecora. She has built a legacy of her own, Stu. It has been great over the past 4 years to have her here at DU. You know what? I might shed a tear tomorrow, Stu. I just might go ahead and do it in our senior day game, as I feel like doing for every senior day. But DU has done a great job. They've been dominant. They have found the creases in the GCU defense, and they have capitalized and maintained composure. Now, the biggest thing for the Penguins is continuing a sense of consistency in their play, and they must do that and keep that going throughout this game, especially when they get towards that jugular area, those 20 to 25 points, those dreaded 20 to 25 points that we have been trying to fight to get well in all year long.
End of the timeout has come, fans. Here is Swingle, 11-5. Yeah, both teams have had that back row problem, but it seems like the Penguins may have fixed it. Coming in for the kill shot is Shelby Taylor. She is set absolutely perfectly. Just led so nicely there on the set, and there's nothing the Penguins could do. Taylor now comes out. Back to serve is Durbin. Durbin, the nice serve to Gabby. Bump, Swingle, forward set. Tiana, front row, blocked. Penguins back on offense. Here's Tiana. Tiana goes deep, but it's hacked up by Bowler. Penguins on it. Here's the killer. Oh, great block by Sen and Tua Tonga Loa. 12-6. Penguins with a nice block in the point.
No doubt about it. Great block by Tua Tagovailoa, showing a lot of great defensive prowess that she has all season. She's been quite the addition to the DU squad this year. Still.
Here's Gabby with a great serve. Like Gabby's only had one service error, and though it was a big one, the rest of her serves have been just beautiful, and this is no exception. And Eddington, attempted kill shot. Eddington, 8 feet deep. 13-6, Gabby. Set number three. Gabby. Uh-oh.
Oh, she laid it in, and it lands in by an inch, Josh, and that's an ace.
And the Penguins needed it. 14-6.
That ball has some wicked spin on it, Stu. It looked like it was headed on the way out, and the GCU defender thought so as well. Just landed in. You got to love the great serve.
Top spin. Bit. Dove down. Another ace. Two in a row. Gabby Pecora. 15-6, fans. Gabby on a roll. 10 more of those. The Penguins will win set number three, Josh. Penguins need to go on a 13 run. Here's Gabby. The runner. Uh-oh. That one does not bite, and it's deep. Pecora got three good ones, and then that last one. Well, she throws the ball all the way up, almost to the ceiling, to serve now for GCU is Preach. And the Penguins better pray that Preach doesn't get one off. Oh, she does, but the Penguins are there. Kayla Morphew with the killer back right corner. Now, Josh, usually you pick up my jokes and say something about it.
I just missed that one.
Yeah,
Stu.
You did. That
I
one
was
went
so into the game.
That, well, I don't know what you were into, because how could you miss? That was a gem. Here's Chow. Chow off the top of the tape. What a great serve. Somehow it's alive. Chow dives for it. Back right corner dead. 16-8 as the Antelopes found the hole. Oh, man, you can't leave Chow back there all alone.
Just out of the reach of Vivian Chow. You can't leave your libero or even anyone on your defensive end of the floor back in no man's land. You got to have that team support. Got to play good, structured defense.
Alo now with a nice serve. The Penguins can't do anything with it as they found a wall as Tiana tried to get the kill off. But GCU is right there with a massive wall. Big wall of antelopes. All their antlers were straight up and the Penguins couldn't get the ball through. Kayla gets this one going, 16-9. Into the back corner. This one's coming toward us. Nobody's going to get to it. Jesse Mazza on that one. Oh, fast hands Mazza. That was a good catch there by Jesse. Very
Jesse,
quick.
Jesse had to be quite the athlete.
Yeah, well, he's got the reflexes of a cat, apparently. Or maybe a penguin. Oh, back left corner. And Tiana finds it. Oh, no, they call it out. Roger comes up on his feet. And now the referee Sue Bernier apologizes. Sorry, man, it was in. No, it wasn't in. Roger wanted it to be called in. She said, sorry, man, it was out. Nothing I can do about it. It was way out. Roger didn't think so. 16-11, ball's in play. Here's Kayla, back left corner. Kayla, right at the feet of Durbin. It's good. 17-11.
Kayla Morphy showing a lot of great athleticism that time, Stu. Getting up, spiking it down. You got to love the great play and the great athletes you recruit here.
Yes, I do. And here's Tiana. Tiana with a nice serve. Elo didn't know what to do with it. All she could do was help it. And the Penguins again. Nobody in the back. Chow all alone. What are they doing? I don't get it, Jerry. Far be it from me to coach, but come on. Why are they all at the net?
You got to protect
point
the
after
back.
Point.
You have to play better defense, and that has been one of the other Achilles' heels. Is I don't know how many heels you can have, but you sure have a lot here at DU, as every team does.
17-12. Boy, when the Penguins are on it, they look absolutely flawless and fantastic. But man, oh man, when they get out of position, it's not good. 18-12, as Gabby picks up the killer. So right there is a beautiful one. Oh, great serve by Morphew. There's an example of when the Penguins are looking fantastic. And there's a point for the Penguins. 19-12 in set number three. 1-1 in the match. The Penguins picked that one up after the errant attempted kill by the Antelopes. Here is a serve. Uh-oh. Trouble for the Antelopes, but somehow they keep it alive. Boy, that was great play on the Libro player. And the block goes up by number two. That's Taylor. Back in the Penguins' face. 19-13. Antelopes get the point after the superb block by Taylor. Here's Compton. Penguins' lead is six. Set number three. Now the Penguins on defense. Here's a set over to Gabby. Gabby runs up on it off the tape. Dug out. Somehow it's still alive. And they give the point to the Antelopes. As there was a multi-touch on the part of the Penguins. Penguins' lead is five. 19-14. With analysis, here's my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
The Penguins are doing a solid job of trying to maintain the lead, Stu, but they haven't done quite solid enough. I believe they have to be able to keep this lead by maintaining a good sense of consistency. GCU came back in the last game, was able to gain ground on the DUs and flip the script. Dominican has to be smarter about that, and Dominican has to play better defense, especially leaving the gaps in the back end of the court. GCU has been able to capitalize and score so many times right behind the libero or right behind the back defense players. You got to be smarter. You got to play better defense. And you must keep the pressure on GCU. Don't let them put the pressure on you. That's what you have to do when you have the lead this late in the second set. But it's going to be a tight one, though, Stu, as it always is here with our Lady Penguins. They definitely have not given us any boring games to call whatsoever. They've all been real tight barn burners. I love them.
All right, fans, here we go. The next serve by Compton. I want to get Sand's promo in there. 19-14. We'll get Sand here in a second. Penguins leading this one. Now it's saved by Ayla. Oh, what a great save. And the Penguins are not anywhere near that front left corner. And sheepishly, Morphew is smiling because Preach laid it in there, but not before she touched it twice. The Penguins got a break there, Josh. Red zone, 2014. Penguins lead is six. Set number three. Here is Grand. Grand dead ball into the middle. Sliding up for it is Compton. Over to the left corner. DU's touch it on the way. They tried to block it as Megan Toth came in for the killer. Toth to the bench. To serve now is Bowler. 2015. Penguins need to hold on. The Penguins have had moments, absolutely long stretches of brilliance tonight. Moments of slot, but overall playing very nicely tonight. Very happy with things so far. Here's a big swat by Sand. Sand almost got the point for the Penguins. Now it's ripped across by Swingle. Penguins are back on defense. Elo, Dink, Rulin, save, bumped up. Gabby, oh, and the point for the Penguins. Backing up on it, Joshua's Bowler, and the Penguins pick up a killer. 21-15, and here's Brooks Swingle.
Serving is where we've had a lot of problems this year, but Swingle gets it over just in time, Stu.
With an ace, Swingle delivers in the red zone. 22-15. Penguins by seven, Josh. Swingle could finish things here in set number three. And now back in the game is Toth and back Al Bowler. Toth assumes the position in the back left. Here's Swingle. Serves it right toward her. It's picked up by Compton. Set up by Preach. Smashed by Alo. Blocked by Tiana. Out of bounds. 22-16. And the serve by Durbin. Now, if Durbin doesn't put much on this serve, Josh, the Penguins will be in a good position to pick up a point right here. See what she does. Oh, she runs up on it, and she delivers an absolute hammer. What a great serve to Tiana. Tiana delivers the blow. Eddington can't bump it, Josh. Penguin point, 23-16. Here's Gabby.
Great kill by Tiana Tuilotagaloa. Getting up there, getting the right shot. Too hot for the GCU defender to handle. Good play.
Yeah, good call. That's exactly right. It was just a little too hot. And now, oh, man, a help by Preach, but they don't whistle it. And the Penguins dink one. It's bumped up by Eddington. I cannot believe that GCU saved that one. And Tiana now comes up on it, kills it. Down the right. Game point. 24-16. The Penguins need one more, Josh. Just one. It won't end the match, but it would sure help the set. The set score, 24-16. Penguins on top. Ball's in play. Penguins on offense now. Over to Kayla. Kayla slams it into the back row. Picked up by Durbin. Now it's set up to Elo. Elo, Rulin. She bumps it up. Penguins, Sand, back row Durbin, into the net. Tough play. Oh, the Penguins are on it. Tiana sets it up. Over to Kayla. Softly, on her knees. Compton picks it up. Right side, Elo. Slams it over. Oh, the DUs pick it up. Here's Swingle. Over to Tiana to finish it. Durbin bumps it up again. The longest rally of the night. Back right corner. Called in, Josh. 24-17.
And right at that play, what did you say, Sue? They collapse towards the net and leave the libero out in no man's land. Too far out for Lachelle Roulin to reach. You got to tighten up on your defense. You can't let this team come back. Not when you're knocking on the winner's door.
Preach now. To lay it in there. Game point. And the Penguins on offense. Tiana Tuatagaloa with the killer. Game over, fans. Set number three. 25-17 Penguins. Both teams to switch sides again. The Penguins need one more, Josh, for just their second conference win. Can they do it?
They can do it, and Stu, you have to realize how monumental a win here would be. You're only 1-13 in conference. That's not a whole lot of confidence going into your senior day and going into the rest of the season. You'll want to be at least 2-13 after this game, hopefully 3-13 after this whole week is said and done, going in with a lot of confidence and a lot of putting more so pressure on your opponent than it's on your team to win. You never want to be on pressures in. You always want to be able to have the upper hand, and DU is trying to establish somewhat of dominance. And that's what you got to do here at home. It's the best way to do it. It's the best situation to do it. At home, in front of your home fans, establish dominance and go into your senior day with a win in the right column and be able to finish it out tomorrow. But Grand Canyon is tough. They have played tough defense. They have been smart. They have gotten the hits when it counts. DU has been lucky to come up on two games. They played a good game last game. Take nothing away from them. But it's going to be tough on to pull it out. Dominican, I think, can come on top with the win, though.
I know Penguin fans worldwide are hoping the same as you're talking about, Josh, as am I. Our next broadcast fans, 24 hours from now, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Penguins Antelopes. Final night of NC2A Penguin Volleyball. Tomorrow night, the final home game on the air, senior night for Swingle, for Gabby Pecora, for Jacqueline Woodall, those three ladies, and Tiana Tuatagaloa, their final night of collegiate volleyball tomorrow night. But for tonight, the Penguins, as Josh mentioned, who are 1-13 in conference, would love to get a win tonight. And frankly, they'd love a win tomorrow night. They'd love to finish the season, Josh, their first year in the NC2A, with a couple of big wins against the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University, who are the number one team in defense in the conference.
No doubt about it, Stu. Being the number one team in conference brings them into this game with a lot of great, great confidence going into this game versus the DU Penguins. DU's going to have to be able to capitalize, which they have been doing, and be able to come through with the win and deliver and drop the hammer, lay the hammer down on this great defense. But Dominican has to tighten up defensively themselves. Going against the best defense, this is going to be a whole game of back-to-back punches. As we said with last night's basketball game, it's like a middleweight fight. You're going back and forth, seeing who's going to come out on top. Right now, the DUs seem to be up in points on the judges' cards, and if they can come out and knock with the knockout, I should say. I'm using the boxing analogies. If they can come out with the knockout, it would be great, and it would definitely help you going into tomorrow night's game.
We'll take a technical at this point, anything. The Penguins are 1-13 in conference, and they would love to finish the season right. All right, fans, both teams have switched sides. Now, the Penguins' luck sort of runs out when they're there on the northern side, and that's where they are now. On the even-numbered games, the Penguins, well, tonight they're not faring so well. On the odd number games, they're doing beautifully. 25-17 in set number three, the game we just finished.
Well, Stu, you know I'm superstitious, so let me just count by odds from now on out.
All right.
I'm going to try to do that.
All right, so that means this is set number seven?
Yes, set number seven.
All right, fans, here we go now. We are in set four, serving it up for the visiting Antelopes Kristen Preach, the 5'10 freshman out of Phoenix. She serves it to Gabby. Penguins on the precipice of their second conference win. And they would love to get it right here, but they've got a lot of work to do first. Penguins on offense, swing with a save. Now Kayla into the back row, bumped up by Durbin. Oh, the DU's now collapsed in, but Chow is right there. Now the Penguins slam it into the net. They dig it out. Swingle bumps it up. Over to Kayla, two hands, and it falls. And the Penguins pick up point number one in set number four. One zip, DU, Tiana to serve for the Penguins. Into the net to Itagaloa. Not so good. Tiana usually very solid. That serve, Josh, as if it were an even-numbered game. Now into the back row. Chow chops at it, but keeps it alive. It's into the back row, Tiana. Now the Penguins on defense. It's slammed into the front row. The Penguins with a beautiful block. Ball still alive. Dug out somehow. No Penguins in the back row. They all came to the net. There was about 15 feet of open court, Josh. And one of the Antelopes saw that there were no Penguins anywhere in the back and just lifted it back there for an easy lob, 2-1 in favor of the Antelopes. And now the Penguins, Kayla Morphew, comes up. Good hops. She goes back row to Durbin. Durbin on her knees, can't handle it. Two up. Kayla to serve straight away. Morphew's been a huge part of this volleyball effort this season. She's only a sophomore. Now they serve it across. The killer goes off by Whitney Estes. Estes slams it into the front row. Gabby Pecora tried to block it, but it goes out of play. 3-2 in favor of the Antelopes. Serving it now from way behind the line is Peterson, and she serves up an ace. Right side, Chow dug for it. Chow couldn't do anything with it. 4-2, Antelopes. She's ready to serve another one. She's about 25 feet behind the end line, Josh. She's almost out of the building. She's so far back there. And it works beautifully for her. And now the set. The Penguins' lead is terrible. They led way too much from the back row. I don't know who got the bump. I think it was Gabby. Tried to bump it up, but she set it up just perfectly for the Antelopes. 5-2. Now the Penguins going backward. Here's the next serve by Peterson. She gets off a good one, and the Penguins with a nice smash. Now Gabby comes up with a killer, and finally the DU's turn it around 5-3.
No doubt. This is how you want to start off your first, start off this third set, Stu. You got to be smarter. You got to play better defense and be able to capitalize. We say that all the time, but we always reiterate it, and we keep shoving it out there. You got to capitalize on the mistakes.
Here's Grand with a serve for the Penguins. They bump it across. Oh, man. Grand actually had a great dive there, but she couldn't dig for it. She did dig, but she didn't actually get it up in the air. Now Roger Goodwin rotates Rulin in place of Grand, 6-3. Penguins now. Set number four, fans. Erin Compton to serve the 5'7 freshman. She goes to Gabby. Now it's back set. Over to Sam. Sam, deep. Antelope point. Not a good play by Sand. It was totally off balance. It was a good leave. Sand couldn't handle it. 7-3. Compton with a serve. Gabby with a bump. Swingle with a set. Gabby with a smash. At the feet. And the Penguins. It falls on the DU side. And a whistle. And they give the point to the Antelopes. And I don't know why. It was right at the top of the net. Oh, I see. It was not the third hit. The Penguins can't come over the net. And they did. It's like encroaching. It's like they were offsides a little bit. Compton with the next serve, 8-3. Hughes can only do that on the third hit. And it wasn't the third hit, it was the first hit. Now the Penguins are on defense. They find the back row. Now the Penguins bump it back. All of a sudden, here we are, Josh, in set number four, and the Penguins can't get anything to work. Roger up on his feet. Timeout, Hughes. Penguins are ugly. Set number four. What can they do, Josh?
Defense. That's pretty much what it comes down to. You hear the old cliche, defense wins championships. Yes, it does, and it remains true to this day and to this moment. Defensively, the Penguins have not been sharp. They've been able to let GCU take advantage of every little crease, every little misstep, and they have to step it up. You got to play tighter defense. You cannot give away points. If anything, anytime you get your hands on the ball, it needs to be headed right back over the net. Dominican has not done a good job in this third set defensively. They need to step up on that.
Fourth set. Penguins are up 2-1. And we are in the fourth. But I know what you meant. And nobody's a bigger Roger Goodwin fan than I am, Josh. So I'm hoping that he can get in there and inspire the women at the end of the timeout, which has now come, and the ball's back in play. And Gabby steps up. Pecora with the kill. Right at the feet of Lauren Durbin. 9-4. Penguins have a lot of work ahead of them, Swingle. Just a lady to do it. Swingle serves up a nice one. Over to Compton. Now they smash it up. Oh, no. Morphew. Morphew was afraid of it. Morphew was shaking all over the place. As Shelby Taylor came up, laid one right at her neck. Morphew didn't know what to do with it. And the bump was resulted in a very poor leave. 10-4 is the score. 10-4, good buddy. Here's the next serve to Rulin. She smashes it. Penguins do. Gabby gets off a good one. It's just helped over now. Rulin with the bump. Swingle with a set. Tiana with a kill. Back left corner out. Wide point. Antelopes. Ugh. Tiana had an open court to play with. And she went way left. I don't think she shanked it. I think she steered it too much, Josh. 11-4. Penguins are not swinging freely right now. They're trying to steer everything, it seems like. Gabby with a killer as she lays it in there at the shoulders of Eddington, the six-footer. Eddington's been doing a number on the Penguins, especially in set number two. We're in set four, fans, 11-5. Penguins are fighting back, though. Penguins are fighting back. Here's Gabby. She runs up on it, throws it way up there. Dive bombing. Blistering serve by Pecora. Over to the left side. Elo smashes it up. Rulin with a bump. Now Gabby dinks it over. Nothing on it. Back set. Way out of position. Penguins are on offense now. And they've got the advantage. Here's Tiana. Terrible leave. Tiana ran up on it. She was off balance. And that was not Swingle's best. Swingle usually with those back set. It's an absolute masterpiece. Lucky for the Penguins, though. The Antelopes rushed the net. 11-6. Do you got the point? Here's Gabby with another brilliant serve, but the Penguins got away with one there. And now the Penguins are on defense, saved somehow by Gabby. I don't know how she did it, Josh. The Penguins are off balance. Elo with a smash. Penguins on offense. Forward set. Over to Morphew. Morphew right at the feet of Eddington. Eddington bent down on it. It was Elo's ball. Elo wanted it. Eddington took it. Penguins got the point. 11-7. Penguins trail by 4. Penguins win this set, Josh. It's over. But they've got a lot of work to go. It was 6. Now it's 5 as Gabby finds the net.
Serving has been the issue this season.
3 of them tonight unforced on Pecora. 3 unforced service errors. I mean, if you're going to give up the point, let them beat you out of it. Don't just give it to them. There was 2 short and 1 long for Pecora. And now Gabby, off balance, finds the net. Gabby was not even close to getting it over. That was not Pecora-esque. Penguins trail by 6 all of a sudden. 13-7. Here's the next serve. The runner by Durbin. Penguins on it. Here's Kayla. Good block. Antelopes by Preach. Preach puts it away. Great block. It falls on the DU side. 14-7. Set number 4. And the Antelopes are really storming back. Really coming back in a big way. Here the Penguins, Sand gets a killer off, and it hits 5 times. Oh, and it hits the table right in front of the official score. 14-8. Penguins are not dead. Rogers up on his feet. Sand's out. Rulin's out. Holly Jewell making her debut on the air. Jewell gets a Jewell off to serve, and a perfect leave right in front of Eddington. Eddington found the open hole. And rotating out now as the Antelopes pick up the point. Rotating out is Compton. Back in there, Alo. And the Penguins are on offense. Here is Grant. Grant swats at it. It's lifted right toward us, Josh. And it almost hits us up here in the broadcasting area. And we are way up here.
No doubt. In the skybox.
15-9.
That's what I'm talking about, B, right there. You knew I was coming after you.
All right, 15-9 fans. That's right, Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, in case you're wondering. Penguins by 6. Trailing by 6, I should say. Dinked up by Grant. Now, Kayla Morphew comes up, Josh, in the front left corner, and it falls, and the Penguins trail by only five. Here's Tiana, one of the best servers on the DU squad.
They're showing some signs of life, Stu.
Yeah, the heart is still beating. Penguins working it. Now they bump it over there on the left side by Peterson. The Penguins block it. DU's with a point. It's a four-point advantage now. Here's Tiana. Grand Canyon in the house. Oh, no, and Tiana lets it fly into the back left corner, and it's deep again. Tua Tagovailoa's done that a couple times tonight, Josh. Too much left, too much long. 16-11, Penguins trail. There's the whistle. Here's the serve, Elo. Ooh, nearly an ace against the Penguins. Dug out nicely by Jewell. Jewell with a great play there. Here's Graham, back row, saved by Durbin. Oh, one of her players almost fell over her. Now it's helped into the back left corner. There's no Penguins back there. They're nowhere. None of the Penguins are anywhere near that part of the court. The heads-up play there. Bowler lays it in. Gets the kill. Penguins following the ball. It's kind of like a magnet. They all kind of shift over to that part and leave their position. 17-11. Here into the back left corner by Grant. And that's a killer. And Laurel smashes it down, Josh. Penguins trail by five. We're getting late, though, in set number four. Penguins lead 2-1 in sets. Best of five match. Big long swat by the DUs off the service. Into the net. Dugout. Trouble. Penguins can't catch back up to it, Josh. 18-12.
And Roger Goodwin is not happy with that series of plays by the DU Penguins. You got to be a little bit better in terms of hitting the ball. That's just fundamental stuff.
Goodwin's wincing over there. He is not happy with the Penguins' play in the even-numbered sets. I'm sure he's happy with their play in the odd-numbered set. I know as a fan, I am. Grand now. Grand swats it into the front row. It's blocked out of bounds by Eddington, and the DUs get the point. Penguins trail by five again, and it's getting later and later as Holly Jewell is out. Grand to serve. Morphew's back in there now with Sand, with Picora, with Tiana. Over to the left side, the swat, the block, Penguins. Good block, DU. Now the set. Into the back row goes Morphew. Swatted deep. Oh, and Grand let it go. Heads up play by Laurel.
Great, great, smart play by Laurel Grand, Stu. Not sticking the hand up. She pulled it down just in time.
Yeah, you're right. She was thinking about going after it, and then she thought better of it, and it was a little bit deep. Great play by Grand. The Penguins could keep that stuff up. They'll be trouble. 18-14. Penguins now on offense. Here's the swat. Back left corner. Oh, what a play by Swingle. Found the back left. Nice killer. Well, she looked up on it, Josh, and the Penguins trail by only three. Great play by Swingle to kill the shot. Here's the next serve by Grand. She unleashes a beauty. Now the back set. Out of position. Oh, and the Penguins with a block. Gabby with a save. Penguins trail by only two. 18-16 timeout, Antelopes.
They're showing signs of life, Stu, and they're starting to gain momentum. As we always say, Uncle Mo, you got to look out for him. Make sure he stays in-house, and that's what the Penguins are doing right now. You got to maintain momentum, and you got to start getting things going your way. Dominican has done a good job defensively and able to get some decent, some great blocks, some great serving from the DUs, and step up defensively, much different than the first half of this fourth set. I'm liking it now, Stu. I think that they can come back and win this one.
Penguins have the momentum. It's 18-16, fans. Josh has put it out there, fans. He's made an official statement. He thinks the Penguins can come back and win this set. And I'm not too far behind you. I got a good feeling about this thing. Penguins have a very good attitude going right now. You know, nobody has more fun. I'll give them that. Nobody has more fun than the Penguins. Imagine if they were winning, how much fun they'd be having. Tonight, they could win their second conference victory. Boy, they would love that. But they've got a lot of work to do. Now with the killer, Shelby Taylor, back left corner. And that is a killer. So just when I'm extolling the virtues of the Penguins, Taylor gets off a nice kill shot. 19-16, Compton to serve. Penguins have a lot of work to do. Late going, set number four. We may be going five here, fans. Oh, and there's Gabby. Back row. Gabby with the killer. 19-17. Josh, I hope your crystal ball is tuned up and well lubed. Here's the service by Swingle. Calibrated just this morning. Called in on the killer by Eddington. 20-17. Rotation, GCU. In, Bowler. Out, Eddington. So Bowler, who comes in at 5'6", replaces Eddington as a six-footer. And frankly, oh no! And Bowler sticks it in the net, Josh!
Do you get a gift on that one?
Oh, at this point in the match, that is unreal. 20-18. What a gift! Here's Gabby. Gabby needs a good one. She throws it way up with the runner. Gabby, nice serve, Pecora. Over to the left side. Now the smash. Back left corner. Inbounds. No Penguins there. No Penguins in the back left corner at all. I'm not sure what the problem was there, Josh. 21-18. Penguins are just so close to getting it together here in set number four. Here's Tiana. Tiana with the killer. Penguin point. Tua Tagovailoa lays a nice one in there. 21-19. Penguins trailing by only two. Jewel back in place of Sand, Josh. Penguins have a great opportunity here as Jewel serves up an absolute perfecto. Now it's helped across by Alo. Set up left side. Here is Tiana. And a whistle. One of the Penguins. Oh, no. Tiana rushed the net. 22-19. Bad time to do it. In there is Preach. Out Compton. Preach to serve. And a timeout has been called, Josh. 1 minute timeout. The Penguins trailing by three. If the Penguins can storm back and win this set, Josh, they'll own the match. But if they don't, we're going to a tiebreaker.
They must be flawless at the end of this four set, Stu. They must be flawless, and they cannot make any mistakes. It just can't happen. You have to play perfect volleyball right here for the next few points. Get back in this and get the win if they want to go home early tonight. Otherwise, we're going right to a set five.
22-19, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson. Live on the air worldwide. Here we go. There's the whistle. The service point now from Preach. And she serves off a nice one. Into the back corner, Jewel. Swatted across by Grand. Not a lot on it. Left side, Elo. Trouble Penguins. Back left corner, Diu. Once again, only one player anywhere near the back row. 23-19. Penguins trailing by four. Getting very late in set four. Here is Preach. Preach goes to Jewel. Jewel bumps it up. Out of play. Game point. Fans. Josh, it looks like the Penguins might be going to a game five. Let's hope not. Here's the bump from Preach. Penguins on offense. All the Penguins are up at the net, and that's it. Five Penguins in the net. Man, oh man. What happened, Josh? There it was again. They all collapsed in. I mean, I'm looking right at it. I'm not imagining what I just saw.
You saw what you saw, nice, Stu, and it just was not a great, defense at the end of that set for the DUs. They got hit in every which crease you can possibly see, and they were not. It just wasn't tight defensively. I said they had to be flawless.
Somebody, yeah,
and they weren't flawless. No. And take nothing away from GCU. They played a great fourth set. DU came right on their tail. They did not get flustered. They did not weaken whatsoever. They kept the pressure, and they went ahead and finished out the game. You got to give the ups to GCU, Stu. They're playing great volleyball right now.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. I'm not taking anything away from GCU. They're playing great. And I'll tell you what, they're dancing around, and they're having a great time. And that's nice to see. The Antelopes away on the road, and they're here in the Conlin Center, and they're all smiling and dancing around. All the Penguins are smiling and dancing around. I gotta say, all of these young ladies are having a blast tonight, Josh, and frankly, I'm having a blast too.
No doubt. We're all having fun here. We always have fun on radio.dominican.edu. As I always say, the best sportscasting anywhere.
Is that what you always say?
This side of earth is what
That's
I always say.
That's what you always say. And if you want to see a picture of Josh, just go to nodoubtaboutit.com. And there's Josh. And we are going to a tiebreaker, Josh. And you're right, we are always having fun here. I mean, that's the beauty of this whole thing, right? We absolutely love being able to bring the play-by-play from the Conlin Center. That's the bottom line. 1 minute to go, fans, until we get to the tie-breaking Game 5. Radio.Dominican.edu with NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.Dominican.edu.
Yes, sir. Going into a Game 5, DU is going to have to focus and keep it up and try to deliver the win. It's a Pac-West win. It would be great to get one under your belt to go 2-13 instead of 1-13 instead of 1-14 tonight. DU is going to have to pull it out and get the win. They desperately need a Pac-West win. Stay tuned. Stuart Horn is going to be back at you in about 50 seconds with the fifth game. It's do or die. It's sudden death for the DU Penguins. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a tough one. We always bring you the best here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, fans, here we go. Can the Penguins do it, Josh? If they're going to do it, they're going to have to earn it. It's not going to come easily, but they have a chance to do it. We are in the tie-breaking game, Josh. Now, you'll remember, this fifth game only goes to 15. So every point is that much more crucial. And you know, I'm looking up in the grandstands tonight, Josh, and I think I see Amanda Wagner up there.
You definitely do, Stu. I noticed her as well. Amanda Wagner, a great DU player.
I just noticed her. She graduated last year, and I will say that in 9 years of calling volleyball, Wags was the single best server I ever remember, at least in the CalPAC conference. Of course, the Penguins play out of the Pac-West now, starting this year in NC2A. That's nice to see Wagner. Always nice to see returning players come. All right, fans, here we go. No score overhead. This 1-15. Tie-breaking Game 5. Radio.Dominican.edu. Side out. We'll go to the Antelopes. And Kristen Preach is going to get the call to open things up. The DU fans are jacked. The DU team is jacked. I know DU broadcasters are jacked, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, we're jacked, Stu. I'm so juiced right now. It is amazing. I'm so excited for DU volleyball.
Me too. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Nothing
I mean,
better
this
than
is what you pay for.
That's right.
Even though we don't pay for it.
Nothing better than a tiebreaker. Oh, no. And the first shot goes to Gabby, and Gabby shanks it. And somehow, Kayla Morphew comes back flat-footed and puts it down.
Morphew shakes her head that time like, oh, well, I'll take it.
I can't believe it. Penguins up 1-0 in the tiebreaker. Game 5, Swingle with the serve. Bumped up nicely by Alo. Now the set. Penguins diving for it in the net. Dug out. Oh, no, and the DUs dug it out of the net, and they all hung back, Josh. None of them took it. It was a great dig by Swingle, and then the Penguins all stared at it. One up, Alo with a serve. Oh, that was just not good. Over to the right side now. The DUs have got it. Now they let it fall, and it's out of bounds. Great play there by Kayla Morphew to back up and let it fall. 20, let's see, it's 2-1 in this tiebreaker to 15. Here's Gabby. The fans all silent. Gabby with a dive bomb. Nice serve. Over to the left. Gabby with the bump. Trouble. Out of play. Two up. GCU with the point, Josh. It's 2-2, fans. Two sets to two. Score is 2-2. Game 5. We only go to 15. Here's the set by Peterson. Or check it. The serve by Peterson. Over to Morphew. Morphew flat-footed. Nothing on it. Helped up. Forward set. Uh-oh. Eddington. Tough play. No Penguins. Back left. The only one there is Rulin.
Oh, man. They've left the libero all in the back all day.
All night?
All night.
You're all night. All day and all night. 3-2 in favor of GCU. I think the Penguins are going to see this on film and go, what were we thinking? Maybe I'm wrong. Here we go, fans. Here's the next serve by Lisa Ramirez, the 5'6 sophomore out of Peoria. It's the first we've heard of Ramirez. They bring her in game five. Oh, they serve it right to Ramirez with a masterful block. What a play by Ramirez. Now they go back left corner, and there's the Penguins trick. Only the DU's paid it back. All of the Antelopes came in, and the Penguins stuck it in the back left corner. Three up, fans, in the tiebreaker. It's anybody's game. Roger Goodwin brings in Holly Jewell to serve. Jewell on the center line. Jewell now looks over to the coach. Now she moves about 5 feet left of center, about 3 feet back. Oh, what a great serve by Jewell. What a great serve. And the Penguins now are on defense. Uh-oh. Trouble, the killer by Whitney Estes. Estes absolutely unleashes the fury. She gets yanked for Compton for the serve. 4-3 in favor of the Antelopes. Visiting Antelopes from Grand Canyon University out of Phoenix. Here's the serve. Bumped up Jewell. They find Jewell over to Gabby. Gabby smashes it to Elo. Trouble by the scorer's table. It's still alive. Helped across Eddington. Oh, no. Eddington found the back left corner. And the only one back there was Jewell. And it's 5-3.
I'm telling you, this team is just finding all the creases in the DU defense. Just being able to hammer it down. Stu, how do you handle this? All your years of experience calling DU volleyball, they've just, I mean, have we ever seen a team just get exposed this much defensively?
Well, it's just that one problem. The only thing that I can see, and it's a recurring nightmare.
But they have not corrected it, and you got to make those adjustments.
I cannot explain it, Josh, because if I can see it, and you can see it, the coach can see it, the players have got to be able to see it,
oh,
and I can see it motioning right now to the players. You got to hold your position. You got to stay back there. There's still an eternity to go, though. 5-3, fans, in favor of the Antelopes. We are in the tiebreaker. It only goes to 15. The Penguins have got to get it together. They need the momentum back. They are off to our right, though, which is the, you know, all night long, whenever they're up there in the northern end of the court, they've lost the games tonight. When they're on the southern side, they've won every single game. They're going to switch sides here in a minute. Here's the serve to Gabby. It's bumped up Jewell. Nice save. Over to Kayla. Kayla goes back row. The coach wants it. Now Gabby saves it. Somehow the coach is up on her feet. Bumped up by Jewell. The set over to Tiana. Tiana into the back row. It's bumped up. Helped up. Oh, no. And Swingle, it was out of bounds. And Swingle jumped for it. Swingle let it fall out of bounds. The Penguins were totally distracted by Neighbor, who came up onto the court. And I can't believe she did that. She was yelling and screaming and came right up on the court while the ball was in play. And the Penguins lost the point. And I think they might have a beef later. I know I do. I guess it doesn't matter what I think. 6-3. Penguins now help it. It's this is going to be trouble for the DUs. Here's Preach. Back left corner. Blocked. Antelopes have got it. 7-3 GCU. Neighbor sits back down clapping. Neighbor was very unhappy with the call. But in the middle of the play, she was up, right up on the court, Josh. And I'm sure you're not supposed to do that. It was so totally distracting. But now she sits back down. She had a beef. Uh-oh. Trouble for the DUs. In the back row, Jewell can't handle it. Penguins trail by 5, Josh. 8-3 as the team switched sides in Game 5. This is radio.dominican.edu. We're the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. Both teams now switch sides. They're back out on the court. The Penguins are going to have to really bring it if they want to get past GCU here in Game 5. It's 8-3 in favor of the Antelopes. The DU's now on the southern end of the Conlin Center where they play their best. But they're really going to have to play beautifully. Oh, brother. And Compton, who's been serving so nicely all night, shanks it, Josh, into the net. Here's Tua Tagovailoa.
Looking for the win in the fifth game. You cannot make those types of mistakes, Stu.
Tua Tagovailoa serves it. Oh, high on the arms of Elo. Penguins into the back left. And, oh, no, it's called in, Josh. I thought it was deep.
So did the Penguins.
Yeah.
You saw Lachelle Rulon and Gabby Pecora sitting right out back, sat there, looked at each other, looked at the ball, land right in. They thought it was going to go a little deep on that one, and it didn't. It stayed in bounds,
and that
one hurt you.
From here, it looked like it was out, but the back line judge, who happens to be a DU student, for what that's worth, called it in. And she was right on top of it, so no doubt she's correct. Eddington to serve. Penguins trail by 5. 9-4, tiebreaker. Back corner. Oh, it's deep. And that's, man, the Penguins have gotten two service gifts in a row. As Eddington serves it deep after Compton served it into the net. So Compton returns into the game. 9-5. Oh, brother. Morphew sticks it in the net now. Holy cow. Not in a tiebreaker, Josh. 10-5, fans. Yeah, I know what you're going to say, Josh, all season long. Here we go, fans. Durbin to serve. Durbin into the middle. Gabby with the bump. Pecora with the smash. It's still alive, though. It's helped over. Campfire. Penguins. Oh, the Penguins surround it. It drops right into the middle row. Timeout, DU. 11-5. Josh, the Penguins are running out of time.
They're running out of time, and they are just running out of answers. This GCU squad has attacked DU from every which way. Defensively, they have dominated this entire game. Offensively, they have been able to capitalize on the holes in the DU defense time and time again. You cannot let another team gain this much ground and establish this much dominance on you in your own home court. DU has to step it up, Stu, and they got to find an answer, and they have to find it now.
Yeah, you're right. And this is when... This is kind of like how you said in set number 4, Josh. No mistakes. They can't afford any more errors. And you know, in sets 1 and 3, Josh, the Penguins were virtually flawless. I know they have it in them. Can they find it now? And I mean right now. The game's to 15. It's 11-5. The DU's got to dig deep. You're not going to win in this conference unless you dig deep. The referees are back in play. The service from Durbin. She's ready to go. She runs up on it. She serves up a beauty. Chopped up by Kayla. Set by Swingle. Over to Gabby. Back corner. Oh, and I think it was tipped. And it was tipped. Oh, man. And the Penguins are lucky because running in on it was Vicky Bowler. Bowler tipped it out of bounds. I think it was going to be deep. 11-6. The Penguins must continue to dig. Can they do it, fans? I think they can. Here is Grand. Grand now. Grand sets it up. The long swat by Ayla, who is eating the Penguins up all day. And she sets it. She smashes it. Way right. 11-7. Here come the Penguins. Oh, and the service is called. And they call it in. And the referee is right there. And they give the point to the Penguins. The back line judge calls it in. Coach Neighbor runs right up, and she says, it's out, it's out, it's out. She's 2 inches, 2 feet away from the back line judge who called it in. She looks over to the referee. She wants him to overturn the call, Josh, and they don't do it. The back line judge now goes to talk with Sue Bernier, the NC2A ref up on the ladder. It's now 11-8, Josh. The Penguins have won 3 in a row. And the Penguins are going to need to continue digging. 11-8. And a timeout has been called by Coach Neighbor. Whew. This is getting hairy, Josh. 11-8.
It's going to be a rough one, Stu, and it has been rough all season. We've seen the Penguins just get right there to the summit, but just can't quite get over the hill.
Yep.
It would be good to get another PacWest win. It's pretty much crucial right now.
11-8. The DUs still have a very long row to hoe. Over to the right side, Elo with a slam. Elo puts away the killer. It is now 12-8, fans. Game to 15. Out Compton. In Estes. Serving Preach.
Speaking of Preach, Stu, if you have your Bibles ready, get them out and start praying now, because DU is going to have to come up with some kind of miracle or some kind of answer.
12-8. The Penguins looking for a miracle from Preach. And there it is. As Gabby slams it across, Elo off balance, swatted across, backing up on it, Morphew. I cannot believe Morphew stayed alive. Here's Gabby helping it over. Gabby, nothing on it. But now the back set. Bumped up by Tiana. What a great save. Over to Gabby. Gabby, oh, Rulin with a save. Now it's helped over Swingle. Into the back row. Preach comes up with it. Uh-oh, trouble. Elo blocked by the Penguins. It's still alive, Preach. Elo again wants another one. It's still alive, Tiana. Here's Gabby into the back row. And the Penguins swat the net. 13-8. The DUs give up the point as Gabby encroached. Gabby got too much net, Josh. Here's the next service by Preach. Rulin with the bump. Set Swingle. Gabby helps it up. Dink. Gabby. Oh, Gabby lifted. Match point, fans. 14-8. Gabby gave that one up. She was off balance, Josh. She rushed under it a little bit. 14-8. Match point. Here's the serve by Preach. Rulin with the bump. Swingle with the set. Gabby with the smash. Back row. Penguins on defense. Here it is. Oh, no. Swingle bent down on it. She put the hands up instinctively to block the shot from hitting her in the neck, Josh. And the Penguins cough it up in five. Very close. A very well-played match by both squads. I know we have very high standards, very high expectations of our Penguins here. But I would have liked to have seen them pull that one out, 15-8, the final in Game 5, Josh.
You never want that to happen, Stu. Game 5, you hope to pull it out. It's a sudden-death situation. The Penguins just not able to get the W on that one. We come back tomorrow night, and hopefully they can correct some of those errors, both offensively and defensively, and be able to give the GCU Antelopes a run for their money tomorrow.
So close. So very close. Great entertainment. A lot of fun tonight, Josh. From the Conlin Center fans, for Josh Johnson and the rest of the broadcast team, this is Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins so close tonight. Penguins go 1-14 in conference. And so close tonight, Josh. For a second there, I thought maybe they were going to do it. We'll see you tomorrow night, fans. Josh and I will be back at 7 o'clock side out. Grand Canyon will be back. The Penguins will have one more chance on senior night to get their second conference win. You'll hear it here, all live, on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We'll see you tomorrow night.